And away we go. Welcome to Friday Night Live here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It is Friday. Getaway Friday, April the 17th, 2024, 17:20. 17 minutes past the hour, you are tuned in to a live program for the next two solid hours on this station. And tonight is an historic night in the history of Friday Night Live. Because if you have listened, this show was created back in January of this year. Our original co-host departed. And then we had a month's worth of guest co-host. Some worked, some didn't. I won't tell you the ones that didn't. And tonight, we unveil our new co-host who will be here until sign-off or death of one of us. And all I have said all week is that the person has blonde hair and that you will know who they are. So, here's the deal. The person is in the studio right now. The person is sitting right across from me. How about that? So now, after all the buildup, all the reveal, I am going to give you a little, I'm going to give you a little sentence, and then I'm going to let you hear something, because it's the new intro to Friday Night Live. Now, normally you will hear this at the start of the program, and I won't come on like this and give a little speech, but tonight, this had to be done. So, without any further ado, as they say, here's the deal. Everybody's asked me all week, how did you choose the new co-host? What criteria did you use? Where did it come from? Well, here's the deal. What I learned from doing this show is that there is only one person who could co-host this show with me, and it's the person who originally co-hosted the show with me. Guess what? When you're irreplaceable, you're irreplaceable. So, take a listen to the new intro to this show, and it'll answer all the questions you have right now.
Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And our new co-host, permanent, but the original co-host of this show, my pal, Bales, with blonde hair now, Bailey Hunt. Bales, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
How about that?
I'm so excited to be back.
Are you?
I am.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
You know, it was very strange to do that intro with you sitting staring right at me while I was doing it.
Yeah, and I don't think we're 6 feet apart.
Are we not?
I don't know.
Oh, man. The governor will come in here and break the door down. So, we got to clear up some stuff here.
Yeah.
You were the original co-host of this show.
I was.
We were buddies.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, we still are.
Let's talk at 10. And then we were buddies. And then you weren't the co-host.
Right. Well, I have some things going on.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. So, as you know, like everything, right when I was leaving, COVID was... You know,
the last show you did, by the way, was on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's that's funny.
It certainly was.
Yeah, and like 10 days from that, like the whole state shut down. But anyway, where I work, it kind of got a little crazy, and I was working some major overtime and just didn't have time to do this and be with my kids and everything else. So, you know, I had to take some time for myself and get all that straightened out. But now I work from home. So, yeah.
And here you are.
I'm here.
So what's it like to be back? You were gone for 5 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not really sure if it seemed like forever or seemed like not long at all because of this stuff, but I feel like it didn't seem like that long.
Really?
Yeah. Everything just like flew by. And maybe it's because I can't go anywhere and it's really bothering me.
You were, though, before we went on the air tonight, a little nervous.
I was. I was, like, kind of shaky. And I don't know why, because I don't get nervous like that. Like, I'm not... I could care less.
Tonight you cared.
normally I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. I just, you know, whatever.
Shake it off?
Yeah. But, yeah, I was a little nervous today.
Well, so, but you feel good to be back.
I do. I feel great.
And we had a lot of fun moments.
We did.
And hopefully on to many more fun moments.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, if I start coughing, I swear I'm not sick. I just have allergies really bad.
That's a good thing to tip people off to.
And I can smell the Lysol in here, and I'm super allergic to Lysol, so.
You see, I never should have said it, and then it never would have came
up. Yeah, but I can smell it.
Okay, what else do you smell in here? Because there was something else in here today that I can smell right now.
I don't know.
Sniff that out.
What? I don't know. I can't smell anything else.
I can smell it.
I don't know. You can hear me sniffing, though, on air. This is weird.
But you get the Lysol. Pizza.
Oh, I don't smell pizza.
There was pizza in here earlier.
Yeah, I don't smell pizza.
Terry ordered a pizza. Mm. Yeah.
So, I like pizza.
Yeah, pizza's good.
Yeah, I had a piece of pizza before I came.
Very cool.
Then I had cheese sticks here.
Then you had cheese sticks here. We had our little pregame food to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
Which
was delicious.
It was delicious. So, here we are, off and running, the new Friday Night Live, with the old co-host.
But the new and improved blonde hair.
New and improved blonde hair.
It looks like I kind of went on vacation, because I have blonde hair, I'm tan. Like, what happened?
Blonde and tan and ready to go.
And I've just stayed inside.
Well, it's interesting because there were some co-hosts in here, and I've said this all, it has been a month, because I know there have been four separate sets of guest co-hosts that I've had. And they were fun. Some of them.
I don't even know which ones weren't, so.
No, I've never talked about it. Well, I'm not going to down the co-hosts who weren't very good. We had some good shows. I mean, we did. We had some good shows. Some were fun.
I'm glad, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I didn't really have a chance to listen. I've been super busy.
They were good.
Staying at home.
They were A-plus shows. A-plus. No, you listened last week, though. You did, because you were commenting on something.
Yep, I did.
Yeah. So,
because I was like, why, where, yeah. Yep, I was listening last week. I listened to half of it.
Yeah.
Before I got busy, so, yeah.
And here we are.
I had to think about that. I was like, what did I do last week? That's terrible.
The mind is starting to go.
Oh.
At this age. Now, by the way, we do have a new promo as well as intro.
Right.
You heard the intro. So now let's play the promo.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Let's do it.
Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live. Every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
And that's our new promo.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Isn't
I love it,
though?
Yeah.
We're off and running, new things, all kinds of stuff.
I know.
Now, this is an interactive show, by the way. If you do want to call in, you can. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, that's not saying I'm going to take the call. But there is a chance you might get in if I like you. If I don't like you, sorry. 740-383-9944.
Oh, goodness. Why am I laughing so hard at that?
I'm hilarious.
We'll go with that.
Did you forget?
It's been a long month.
Listen, you're an avid listener to my morning show.
I know.
Is that not the best thing to wake up to in the morning?
Oh, today was great.
I was having a morning this morning.
Yeah, the whole first half hour or so.
Oh, that was thrilling. I don't even know why I was here. I could have stayed home and came in an hour later.
I know. You could have slept in.
What did you make of me calling people cold for an hour?
I didn't think people liked it, but I liked it. Oh, someone called in and said they liked trivia.
Well, one person... But I think the people like being called.
Oh, yeah. But you don't call people, which, okay, that's kind of funny because you say you're afraid to call people, or not really afraid, but you don't like to.
It's not a fear. It's not like, oh my God, I can't use the telephone.
Oh, I don't like to.
It's not a fear like that.
Yeah.
It's some kind of disease that I have that I learned exists now because I saw it on television the other night.
Please don't make me call anybody. Ever.
I don't know what it is, though, because I can do this like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I can do speeches, and I can teach. I can do all that and never think twice about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do public speaking and everything like that, but I do not like to call people. Now, if it's someone I know, if it's someone, like, special, I guess, or, like, that's important. I don't know where to say special, but, like, if it's someone important to me, then I'll call them. But if I have to order something or talk to someone that I don't know, please do not make me call anybody.
I can't call anybody.
Yeah.
Level of import, and I've told friends.
But you've called me before.
Mm.
You have.
When?
I've left a message on your phone and told you to call me back, and you did.
Oh, well, yeah, but that was because... Well, the truth of that was there was nothing wrong, but you thought something was wrong because I hadn't talked to you that day. And so I felt bad and I thought, well, I just need to return that call. Yeah. But if it wasn't that, I wouldn't have done it. Like, I would never be sitting out of the blue. A matter of fact, here's the funny thing. When we were talking about putting you back on the show, somebody said, call her. And I didn't have your phone number. I mean, I don't write down people's phone numbers. I don't do that.
I know.
So I had to ask for the phone number, and then I couldn't do it then.
What's funny, though, is because I know who asked you, and they asked me for my phone number. And I'm like, and I was thinking, you've called me before. Why do you not have my number?
I don't.
Not you. The other person.
They
called me when we were in Nashville.
Oh.
And the Buster Douglas thing.
Oh, okay. Well. But, I mean, you should know by now that I don't keep phone numbers. I can't call people.
I didn't blame you for not having it. I was like, man, you should have my number. It's the other person.
Well, and then when they gave it to me, I could not call.
No.
I couldn't do it.
No, but you sent me a message.
The next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You did? It was great.
Good. I'm glad things turned out well.
Yeah.
And you ended up here tonight.
I know.
But it's a funny thing. I think those diseases are weird in a strange way because I really don't know what causes that. But I have told friends many times that I won't call you. But, you know, you can leave me a message if it's something important and I'll get it. I mean, I listen to the messages. I won't call you. I'm horrible at doing that.
Well, I know because I've heard your answer machine go off before and then you're like, oh, not calling them back.
No, but it's not because I don't want to call them back. It's just I don't call anybody back.
But it makes me laugh so hard. It's like, I'm like, are you going to answer? Nope. You going to call them back? Nope. Okay, well.
Well, it's a thing, and like I said, I feel bad about it. I think it's a shame that I have that disease, but it's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, like, honestly, I hate it when people, like, put down diseases in general, but especially stuff like that just because it's like, okay, like, it is a real thing. Like, people make it out to be a joke, but it's a real thing, and it should, you know, not be looked at as a joke.
Well, I had a discussion this morning on air with Terry, which I think you heard.
I did.
I hate the word stigma.
Yeah.
I despise that word because it's real. Mm-hmm. And I know, I am not a doctor, so I cannot, I mean, medical advice, I can't do. I'm not a doctor, and that's one of my pet peeves, by the way, when people who are not doctors give people medical advice. Like, I don't think you should be doing that.
Right.
And I think, where's your medical degree? And so
it's in college still waiting for me.
I guess. I can't give people medical advice, but I've been a communicator for a little bit now, and I do know words have power.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that stigma is a word that has power. And I want to de-stigma stigma because I hate that. Because I realize when you, and this is no joke, this is what we talked about this morning from Ted Williams, because on Sunday when Ted Williams was on, he went in depth for really the first time on being bipolar and having depression and anxiety and how he deals with it. And he talked about the stigma.
I feel like him and I would get along great.
He and I get along great.
Yeah. Well, and we have, like, literally the same diseases. I know you hate that word.
Well, no, I don't hate the word disease.
No, I meant literally.
Oh, literally. I do. Because what else would it be? You guys have the same diseases.
We do.
Not literally. You just have.
I say it a lot, though.
So, what it makes me think about with a guy like Ted, anytime you're well-known, it's different, and I hate to say it, but it is different when people don't know you. Mm-hmm. You can get away with it then.
Oh, for sure.
People might look at you funny, but they'll get away. You know, you can get away with it. If you're well known and you have depression or anxiety or bipolar or anything like that, you get a stigma. That's cool. Where the word comes from. You get stigmatized as something being wrong with you. And then you've got to fight two battles. You've got to fight the battle of the disease that you have, and then you've got to fight the battle of what people think.
Well, that's why I've kind of... come to the conclusion to where I just don't care what people think about me anymore.
Well, but see, that's different, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's different because it's not about what people think. It's not that, even though that is what stigma is. It's what...
How
the problem is, okay, like with Ted. Okay, for example, I'm sure Ted doesn't care what Bob Smith thinks about him having... bipolar. But if Bob Smith works for the newspaper and Ted does an interview and one morning gets angry at the politician who he has on, Bob Smith might write that the reason Ted got angry is because Ted suffers from bipolar disorder.
Right.
And it's not that he cared that Bob Smith knows that he has bipolar. It's now that forever in writing, Ted loses his temper because he's bipolar.
Right, and if anybody knows anything about that disease, that is not how it works.
Right, but they don't, and that's the problem. And that it's not what people think, it's the stigma that lives with you forever. So when you come out and you're known with something like that, you have to understand that that is always going to be next to your name until you die. That's going to be right there. It's just like when somebody gets Parkinson's. It's there. Michael J. Fox, for every good thing he's ever done and every good movie he's ever been in, and he's been in a lot of great ones, in good television series, his first line of his paragraph will always be, battled Parkinson's. It just is the way it is. And not that that's bad, because Michael J. Fox has turned that around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, Michael J. Fox fights Parkinson's with hope. And cancer is like that now. Cancer used to be horrible. People wouldn't even say the word. But now we race for the cure.
Oh, I do that race every year.
Yeah, and that's great. But do you know what color the mental illness ribbon is?
Nope.
Okay, but we know that the breast cancer is pink.
I kind of wonder what that is.
I know what it is. And it's terrible that you don't know what it is.
I know.
I can tell you.
What is it?
Green.
Oh, that's my favorite color.
Yeah.
That's kind of ironic.
Mine do.
I know.
So it's interesting, but how many green ribbons have you ever seen on people?
None.
Because
is there like a green ribbon for something else?
No.
Probably.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
We're back to the old, I'm going to prove you wrong thing. I don't take your word for it.
Well, I mean, green ribbon. Awareness ribbon chart.
Here we go.
Pull it up. Lymphoma, liver cancer.
See, it might not even be listed.
Adrenal cancer, aging research awareness, bipolar disorder.
There it is.
Bone marrow donation, bronchiolitis obliterans. I don't, BOS. I have no idea. Cerebral palsy. I can't speak today. Childhood depression. Craniosynostosis. There's a lot of big words. Depression, dwarfism.
See, but all three of them fall under the green.
Oh, there's like a whole
multitude.
Oh yeah, like a whole list.
Right, but depression is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you never see anybody wearing a green ribbon.
Right.
Because it's the stigma.
Mm-hmm.
Of the whole thing. And it shouldn't be, but it is. And that's unfortunate. And that's my whole thing with stigma right now is I don't understand why that gets a stigma.
Yeah. That's so... Yeah, I know. Weird, though. I really am disappointed in myself that I didn't know that.
Well, it's that it proves the point that people don't think of that as a real illness. They don't. It's not. We don't fight it with hope. We don't race for the cure. We don't do stuff like that with depression and bipolar. You know what we say? Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. Well, you know, that's a little cavalier to say.
Yeah. Oh, sad.
It is sad that that's how we operate.
It really is. I really hate that. We should, like, start a 5K for, you know, mental health awareness.
Well, as soon as we get opened up, I'm running in something.
I'm doing a virtual 15K.
Well, I'm going to find one because I run every night. I do a mile every night. And I'm not winded or anything at this point, so I can go longer. So I'm going to get in one of these things. I've never done that.
Yeah. I'm doing the hot chocolate, like a virtual hot chocolate run. And so they're going to send me, like, the medal and everything in the mail, like, once I complete it. But I'm doing a 15K, and it's for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Good.
Yeah.
I like Make-A-Wish. I like St. Jude's.
It was only, like, $40.
Nice.
To do it.
Well, I think I'm going to get more involved in these things because I do like the running. I do like some of these causes. And I think it's just fun in general.
Oh, I run. I love running. So, yeah, I mean, you can always run with me.
Now, how do you do a virtual run?
Well, you have to, like, have a fitness tracker, like a Fitbit or something, and it'll log it. So
you just go out and run around the block?
Yeah, I was probably just going to walk around, like, the little town I live in, run, walk, you know, go to the park or whatever.
I just like to run. You know, of all the time we've been together in life, friends, we've never ran. And it's weird because you like to run, and I run every day.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I know.
That never came up.
Well, I've asked you to do a 5K before, but it was, like, always cold, and there wasn't any at that point in time, so...
Right, I mean, we were going to do one at one point. It just never was coming up because it was winter.
Mm-hmm.
But that is strange because you would have thought that at some point we would have ran.
Well, yeah, because I think, like, after I did the hot chocolate run last year is when we start, like, that's when I learned that you like to run. Because I didn't know that before, so.
And that was a mistake getting into it. I was not a big runner. I was baseball in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was strange because it all started because when I moved into the neighborhood I moved into, I really liked the neighborhood because there's not a lot of traffic and it was easy to do. And I wanted to do something every day. And I used to do sit-ups and crunches and that got old.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that.
It's funny because Caden and I the other night, we downloaded this little, like, or looked up this thing online to do this workout. We did it one night, and then...
It's boring. And that's what happens with that. So I thought, well, I'm going to go outside, because it was summer at the spring, or just getting warm outside. And I started just walking, because I thought, well, how far is this? And then you walk it for, like, a month, and I'm thinking, well, now I have no problems walking this. I need to pick up the pace. So then from then on, it's always been a run. The only time I walk it is sometimes in the winter when it's icy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to go down on the ice. Then you won't be running for a while.
Right. And you don't know how friendly your neighbors are.
No. Always, and they've always got their darn dogs out there that are going to chew me up on no leash. So the whole thing is just a problem. I had to self-edit there.
Could you imagine falling on ice and, like, having a broken tailbone and a dog coming and attacking you?
I know one day where these dogs are going to bite me because these fools out there have their dogs on no chains.
What kind of dogs are they?
Oh, all kinds. I live in dog paradise.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
You know, I've lived in my house for 6 months, and I just noticed the other day that my neighbor has a dog.
These people are always bringing... I think it's because people like to go outside and stand by the pond, and they like to go outside and see the geese.
Yeah.
And they like to, there's no traffic, so they can walk their dogs pretty easily.
Yeah.
But they don't put them on leashes.
Right. Now, I also would say, this is the first time I've ever seen my neighbor as well, but she's a cop, so I think she works third shift, and that's why I don't ever see her. Or her dog.
That could be.
I've seen her kids, but...
Not her dog.
Yeah. So, hey.
I think it's interesting, though, because running is kind of an endorphin thing.
Yeah.
And even when you do it and it's not, like, some nights it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I ran the the hot chocolate run that I went, ran last time.
Oh, it's a call. Let's take the call. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. That must be, who's that beautiful voice on the radio?
Are you talking about my voice?
Yeah, the one that even sounds better.
So do you think the good choice was made to with the co-host tonight?
Yeah, I got in kind of late. Who is it?
It's Bailey.
It is.
It is.
All right, you said blonde hair. I thought she was a brunette.
She dyed her hair. She was a redhead.
A redhead.
She was a redhead.
Oh, okay. I kind of noticed the voice. I said, wait a minute. I said, it wasn't Abby. I said, I knew that.
Now, if it was her, you'd have heard a bunch of arguing.
I hear you. Hey, you were commenting about running and stuff. And it struck me kind of funny because, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I talked in about 300 pounds, so I decided I'd go on a Slim Fast diet. And man, I was out there, I was able to run, I had all kinds of energy. I started out doing maybe a mile, when it was all said and done, I was able to run maybe 25, 26 miles there.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I went from 300 pounds down to 126 pounds.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yeah, the doctor actually had to take me off that stuff because I was able to eat a large pizza and lose 5 pounds. Go figure.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was something else. My friends, they couldn't believe it because I looked like I was a walking skeleton. But I had all kinds of energy. Man, that stuff's something else once it gets on, gets in your blood there.
Well, there's a lot of vitamins and things in that Slim Fast that it's a protein drink.
Yeah, I didn't eat no meats or anything. I just drank a couple of them shakes, and I was all ready to go. And then I was getting off work, and I'd get on my bicycle and pedal and pedal and pedal.
Well, it's an interesting thing because when you go out and run, the endorphins release and everything's very positive. So it's a unique thing. But I'm so glad that you are happy with the choice of the co-host.
Absolutely. She does have a sweet voice, I can tell you.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sure she's glad to hear that. And keep listening. And if you have anything else to say, give us a ring back.
Yeah, thank you.
I will. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open. It's just that simple. 740-383-9944. That's 740-3894. You think that would be a number I wouldn't forget. 740-383-9944. There you go.
I can't even speak now. Oh, my.
I know. That was a thing. All people are glad that you're back, Bales. How about that?
That's good. I'm glad. That's what I was... I heard it again. That's...
You heard the delay.
Oh, but no, but I'm glad that people are glad I'm back.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad.
I'm glad you're glad that they're glad.
Oh, goodness.
It's a night. And we're only an hour number one.
It's something. It is so hot in here.
It's because we don't have the heat on. It comes from downstairs because they keep it very warm down there for the heart failure clinic.
Why?
Because those people are failing hearts.
Does that make them cold?
Very cold.
Oh.
Poor circulation breeds
interesting.
Coldness.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey, whatever, I guess. I don't remember it ever being this hot, though.
It's probably because it was colder today.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. It jacked up the heat.
Jacked up the heat. We don't have the heat on, so I know it's not in here.
Yeah.
But it's a fun night, and it's fun to be back together, and it's fun to do these things and have these conversations, because highly unlikely we would do this otherwise.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You got to stay at home order.
That is true. Although I have not stayed at home one day. I've been here every single day.
I've stayed home for the most part because, well, I work from home now. And it's funny because the Friday actually before the stay-at-home order was issued is when I took all my stuff home. To work, start working from home. And I was one of three chosen in my department. And I was so excited. And then that next Monday, everybody got to go home. And I was so mad.
Well, like, at least when they go back, you won't have to go back.
Oh, I will.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I know.
Darn it.
I know. I'm not looking forward to that, because it's a bad habit. I have to start work at 7:45, so I set my alarm for 7:40. I get up, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and come back downstairs and get on my computer.
Well, to do this show every morning at 8 o'clock, I usually get up. What time do I get up?
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
On the weeks that I don't have the kids, I wake up at 5:30 because they only go to my house or their dad's house now. So we don't have a babysitter at all. So they're with me every single day during the day because he still works. So I get up at 5:30 to unlock the door. And then I text him and I say, the door's unlocked, and go back to sleep.
Well, it's interesting because when I come here in the morning, I think, when is the alarm set for? I think it's 6:45. Because I get up and I take a shower. And then I usually stop at McDonald's and get something to drink. And then I come here. And I'm usually here by 7:30, 7:40.
Yeah, I snack all day, so I usually take a shower on my lunch break.
I wave to the lady downstairs as I'm coming in the morning. She's not staying home either.
Oh, I just yell at my kids all day.
But you know, it has been so much fun to be on during this.
Yeah.
It's been a whole different ball of wax. It dominates the conversation. It's what everybody's talking about. But it's also been fun to try to bring some levity to it and be a little, you know.
You know, it's funny because my kids now listen in the mornings because they're up and I'm having on. And Caden was like, Mom, does he talk every day? And I was like, yeah, that's what he does. And he's like, well, you only do it one day, so why does he get to do it every day? I was like, well, because that's like his actual job. This, you know, like that's what he does. Well, why? And I was like, I don't, Caden.
Accident.
I'm like, why do you ask questions? Do your homework.
It's a fascinating show every morning.
Yeah. You know, I've gotten lucky with that whole homeschool thing because his teacher has a Zoom meeting every day.
That is nice.
Yeah. So, or almost every day. So she teaches them. And then still, and their whole class is on there, and it's wonderful. And she has like a whole spreadsheet of what's due when. And so, yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. Like, I got so lucky.
Those things are kind of nice. You know, it's been interesting because I was teaching before this whole mess happened. And it's different, to be honest with you. I miss it in a way. That was fun. It's different with high school kids. It always is. But you know, when I first started teaching, I didn't like it. I always tell people that.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when I first started. It took a long time to grow on me. I thought I had totally made the wrong choice and totally done the wrong thing, and what was I thinking? But eventually I came around.
Yeah.
I think what you get, as time goes by, I think you appreciate it more. Because once you get a further distance away from the kids, you see them as kids.
Right.
And you don't see them so much as... When I first started teaching, they were almost my age. We were almost the same age. Because I started teaching right out of college. So these kids in high school were just about my age. So that was weird. And it felt weird. But now that I'm about 4 years older, it doesn't feel that way.
Right. Yeah.
Right-o.
So, no, the first week was rough. It was rough because nobody really knew what they were doing, and it was just all new, and because I was going to go to school to be a teacher, and I changed my major because I was like, there's no way on God's green earth that I could do this every day. No way.
Well, you know what's funny, though, because I could never teach anybody I knew.
That's the first day, though. The first day, my own child, just one child.
Well, but see, you know what's funny? Your own kids, I mean, even kids who, like nieces and nephews, they would have a harder time listening to me than, that's why, you learn this when you go to teach. That's why teaching is still one of the only professions where you're still called Mr. and Miss, because it's not supposed to be on the same level.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, it's okay. But when you walk in, teaching's different than... It just is. Teaching is different than daycare. Teacher is different than being around your own kids. Teaching is different than being around your own family. When you walk into the classroom and it's 20 kids you've never seen, and you're in control of it, plus you learn how to do it. All jobs are a little rough when you first start. And you just learn how to deal with those things. And it becomes a non... But like I said, I really thought I had done the wrong thing for a long time. It wasn't until recently that I thought I've done the right thing.
That does not give me hope.
No, but you know, it takes a long time because you go to college and you put all this time in to do something. And then you go do it, and it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, that's why I changed.
Yeah, but I happen to believe a lot of jobs are that way.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think, oh, my God, I spent 4 or 5 years doing this. What am I doing here? But, you know, whatever. Yeah. But people have to do what they want to do. I mean, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've told you, though, what I'm going for now.
Right, which is good.
Yeah. And it's going to help people, so.
I just think that any... I think people who want to go to school should. I think people who don't want to go to school shouldn't. And I think that you got to do what you want to do. You only get one life.
Yep.
And you better do the right thing.
I'm going to go for psychology.
It's good.
Yeah. Though, it's kind of funny because I said, you know, I don't want to teach because I'm like, oh, these kids. But I'm majoring in psychology with like a specialization in children, like behavior problems.
You know what's interesting? There was a girl I worked with her. Yeah, worked with her. When I was in college, I worked with her. She was in high school, I was in college. And she wanted to be, all I ever heard was psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologist, psychologist, psychologist. She's a waitress.
I wouldn't mind working at the school, like as like a school counselor.
Well, I don't, you know, I think you change as time goes on. I like this right now. I don't think I'll always like this.
Right.
Eventually, I'm going to run out of things to say.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I have a lot of things, like, lined up right now. So, even if I get this degree, I may never really use it for that type of job. But it's just interesting to me in general.
Well, a lot of changes are coming. And I think in my own brain right now, I think some of those changes are probably prompted by the idea of getting in a rut.
Yeah.
You know, I am not somebody who likes to do the same thing over and over and over forever.
Yeah, I'm not either.
So I need to change sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do something different.
I like change.
I do like change. And when you change, sometimes you realize, oh, this is what I should have been doing. And then you do that for a while, and then you say, oh, this stinks, and this is what I should have been doing. And your life is like that. Life is complicated in a lot of ways, but then in some ways not.
Right.
You know? Some ways it's complicated, some ways it's not. And I think these are all discussions I've had with other people lately, but I think they're apropos, is that, you know, if you have something you wanted to do and you didn't do because it was unobtainable, you thought, I can't do that. How am I supposed to do that? If that's your reason for not doing it, do it.
Like going after the girl that you think's unobtainable? We've had this conversation before.
I'm not thinking about relationships in this particular thing, but I guess if you want to, go ahead. But no, I'm thinking more about things you want to do. I know people who have written books, and they put them in a shelf, and they never try to get them published. I know people who have written journals, and they would like to see them published, and they never do anything with them. I know people who... There are certain careers, because there's such a demand for certain careers, they'll do those. Even though if you really got in their brain and said, what do you really want to do? What would you do that if they weren't paying you, you would still show up and do it? That's what your dream should be. Because the secret to life career-wise, and I always give this to anybody, here's it, simple. You want to learn how to have a happy life career-wise, find out what you like to do, find out how to get paid for it, and you got it made.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't look at how much does that pay?
I wish someone would pay me to be a stay-at-home mom.
There you go. But it's true, says the girl who hates kids.
I know!
But the truth is that when you... People look, and they do this with teaching sometimes, the vacation, the summer's off, all that, the first shiftness of it. A lot of people look at waitressing and they say, oh, the tips. A lot of people look at the job and they look at how much it pays. Mm-hmm. And that's why they make that choice when really that's not what they wanted to do.
Now, hold on a minute. Let me go back to the stay-at-home mom thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would love to be a stay-at-home mom, but both my kids are in school. Well, Austin's about to be in kindergarten.
But don't stay-at-home moms do things during the day while their kids are in school?
Oh, I mean, I would have, like, a clean house and stuff and, you know, go shopping. I need someone to pay me to go shopping all day.
Is that what you need?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that I, when you're in it, you think I'm doing it for the money career.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you don't think that when you're 60.
So I should just go shopping all day and quit my job.
I think you should find out. I don't know if that pays. But you know what? What is your bliss? This is a good question as we go into break in 3 minutes. We'll talk more about this on the other side. What is your bliss? Mm-hmm. That's you should ask yourself that. Everybody listening right now, what is your bliss? And when I'm talking about bliss, I'm not talking about what somebody else wants you to do. I'm not talking about anything that has any intertwine with a family or a relationship. I'm not talking about what pays the most. I'm talking about what is your bliss? What working position makes you the happiest?
Oh, I know mine, but I'm going to say it after the break because it's like a long story.
Well, all I'm saying is if you find your bliss and figure out how to get paid for it. People do it wrong. First they think, okay, well, that pays that, so I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong. That'll work for about 10 years, and then you're going to hate that job every day you go to it, and it's going to be awful.
Yep.
So you find your bliss, and then you find out how to get paid for it, and then you got it made, and you'll have a happy life. You know, rich people who did things that they hated are bitter. They're bitter old people. Poor people who did what they loved are the happiest older people you ever meet, and they live to be 100 years old.
Yeah.
You've got to find your bliss. And the problem is, bliss a lot of times is dependent on the people around you. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it shouldn't affect the career. Because most people have to have one. So pick one that you love.
Yeah.
Don't pick one that pays you the most.
I've never really thought about it. Like, I've never really thought about how much something makes.
That's good. That's the first step.
That's not my priority in life.
That's very good.
So,
we are going to step out here for just a few minutes, but we are going to come back with hour number two of Friday Night Live and this very thoughtful, deep conversation on this Friday night. I hope you're enjoying it. This is Friday Night Live, heard every Friday night here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 8, 10 to 10 p.m., hosted by myself and now new permanent guest host, Bailey Hunt.
New permanent guest host?
I was doing so well. Bales. She's back. Stay tuned. Back in 10.
It's Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick